If you hesitate to write the words President's Day, you're probably onto something. This holiday, celebrated the third Monday in February, is by no means straightforward. In fact, it's not even consistent with a similarly named holiday, Veterans Day. And technically, President's Day isn't really a holiday at all. But we're getting ahead of ourselves now, so let's start with the basics. If you just want to write President's Day, simply make the first word plural and possessive. That is, President's. That's according to most sources. By most sources, I mean the Chicago Manual of Style, Garner's Modern American Usage, Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, the American Heritage Dictionary, and Webster's New World College Dictionary, which is the default dictionary of the Associated Press style book. However, even though the AP style book differs to Webster's on many matters, President's Day isn't one of them. For this holiday, AP actually contradicts Webster's, telling editors to instead write it without the apostrophe, President's Day. So though you'll see it with an apostrophe in many places, including published books and magazines, if you're reading a newspaper that follows AP style, you'll see President's Day with no apostrophe. These rules for writing President's Day are completely contrary to how the style authorities say to write Veterans Day. For this holiday, the vast majority of style authorities say you don't use an apostrophe at all. It's just V-E-T-E-R-A-N-S. And anyone with even a faint memory of seeing that in print can find themselves that much more confused when they sit down to write President's Day. But it gets weirder. Technically, President's Day isn't even a federal holiday. True, some departments of the federal government call this day President's Day, and a number of state and local governments do too, but officially, the federal government's name for this holiday is Washington's Birthday. History sheds a little light on this. According to Garner's Modern American Usage, until 1971, Lincoln's birthday, which is on February 12th, and Washington's birthday, which is on February 22nd, were both observed as federal holidays. But in 1971, President Richard Nixon proclaimed that the two holidays would be combined into one, the President's Day, honoring all past presidents of the United States. He also proclaimed that the holiday would be observed on the third Monday in February. But President's Day, according to Garner's, is not a federal legal holiday. Washington's birthday is the name officially adopted by the federal government. Even so, several states call it President's Day, perhaps so that Lincoln's birthday, no longer a legal holiday, can be celebrated jointly. That's just too weird, especially how Nixon created President's Day, but the name was never officially changed to President's Day. But you don't have to get your brain in a knot over this unless you want to. The simple, widely accepted solution for anyone who wants to write it is to just write it President's Day with an apostrophe after the S. And though you can omit the apostrophe, it's probably a better call to go with the majority and just go ahead and tack an apostrophe on after President's Day.